Gratitude is not an either or. Gratitude is not an either or. Hi, this is Danielle, and you are here in the village of helping buildbridgesacross.com. Gratitude is not an either or. You know, a lot of times, well, just recently, I came across something that was being shared that stated, hey, you know, we live in a time where people's stresses are high and there's anxiety and other things are happening. And it was really dealing around a word of faith. And it dealt with the fact that, you know, even the Bible says that there are the world's filled with tribulations, which would be stress, trials, difficult experiences, that kind of thing. And as a woman of faith, I do agree with that, that, you know, that's true. But from a person just everyday living, I'm not sure when those kind of messages are shared, if it's emphasizing that for those who do exercise in gratitude, that somehow they are making it seem that there's no problems or there's no things or challenges in life. And I think that would be somewhat foolish on anybody's part. And respectfully, I don't, you know, I told you many times before, this heart doesn't share answers to share their heart's perspective. So I'm going to go off the assumption, and this is the reason for the share. So even if I was wrong on what they were trying to share, that's their, you know, respectfully, they gave what was on their heart. And this is not about a them versus us kind of statement. But let's face it, you know, there are things that when people hear certain keywords, and let's just use what I use, which is gratitude, or let's use, I don't know, what's another one that might be popular? I won't get too far off the wheel here. Let's just stay with gratitude. So sometimes when you hear that, you go into certain things that have notions or pre-notions to other things that you've experienced. So you could hear someone say a keyword or a key phrase, and we assume that this is what they meant. I think that's where we have to be careful. And I think that's why this heart always emphasizes that gratitude is something that we should exercise, that none of us master. I don't know if you can ever master any of these things, and I'm not, you know how I am about that word all. So I'm going to say some hearts recognize that they don't master that. They don't have something where they can get a certificate and say, okay, you have achieved gratitude expertise, and therefore everything you deal with will come this way or come that way. Let me say this. You know, I want to relate it back also to the time when my life changed. In an instant, I actually spoke at my husband's funeral service, and I prayed about that, and it was important to me. And a lot of it had to do with what was on my heart, and I had asked God for guidance and to have an opportunity to speak about my perspective on everything, and also for my sons, really more so for them, to give them a perspective. So I really prayed on that and asked for strength to be able to do that. And I was grateful that God's grace was sufficient to allow that. But just because I was able to stand up and share something I asked for, by the way, and prayed about, and again, God was gracious to walk me through, doesn't mean that everybody has to do that. It doesn't mean that for someone who doesn't do that, that their strength is any less, or that their grief is any different, or that their perspective on their faith is different. And I just think we have to really be mindful of that. So this gratitude piece of it, to me, fits in that same box. For me, exercising gratitude means it's not an either or. It's something that you include. You know, if you think about our bodies, even our physical makeup, we have all kinds of things going on in our body, arteries and muscles and different things doing different things. I mean, it's a multiple of things happening in our body every day. And so to assume that one organ is controlling all organs would be, again, not to me, would be very wise. So I want to stress this. I want to say to you this. When I say gratitude robs regret, what I really mean by that is that it allows you, when you're exercising in what really matters, when you, again, my perspective, take what can be an asset. And even if you don't agree, we don't have to share the journey any further. I respect that. I have no problem with that. Everything is not for everyone. But allow me to say that when you are dealing with gratitude, it's an exercise, and it allows you to get into an exercise that becomes a reflex so that you start your day with what matters. So whatever you're facing or ever dealing with, it just helps put into to key components what you would do or not, right? Because we all handle things differently, and let's face it, we really don't know what we're going to do or say it. Some things can be so stressful it can take us off guard or knock us down, and all the things that we have been exercising, maybe we go a different way. But it's just a way to have some sense of starting out with what really matters. Because when you do that, you're able to pause when things trigger you, when things frustrate you or bring you or make you angry. You're allowed, or you have a place now that you can actually not find yourself in this position of just being off guard or just being where you just start to say or do anything, because those things matter. Our words matter, our actions matter, and I cannot share that enough. Because if you think about our lives, if we could grab hold of just that thought, when someone is in your presence or something's going on, you should be able to verbalize and to say those things to that person that maybe matters. Or if you can't talk about it, at least maybe to agree to disagree or to be calm and to be peaceful, because it puts you in a position that you don't have to have regret. Regret to me is something that can be somewhat, we can be aware of, we can be alert to. There's so many things that we don't have control over. Not really when you put things in the scheme of things. Yes, we make choices that have consequences and things of that nature, of course. But I'm talking about things that we actually could have just maybe taken a pause. I cannot tell you how many lives, I'm sure, if you ask them, some lives who would tell you if they had to do it over, they would have done something differently. So this is not intended for things that have happened. I always say, if you have things in your life that has happened that's becoming a burden in your life, change it. You know, find the things that can help you get through that. Find the things that can bring you some sense of peace through that. But for those of us who are living daily, and things will come, that's life. It doesn't have to even be major things. But change happens. Things happen. So if we are exercising daily, when those things happen, it'll still be the things attached to that. There'll be grief. You know, there'll be tears. There'll be sadness. There'll be disappointment. There'll be a lot of things, but there won't be regret. So I'm going to wrap it up here, and it's going to probably be more things running on this theme, just because I think a lot of times there's been so many cliches and there's so many t-shirts and keychains. People kind of they miss the point. And we don't all share the same message. To use the word gratitude does not mean gratitude is the attitude, I got a t-shirt and a hat. It means from a person that knows, from a heart that knows, gratitude robs regret. And sometimes we make decisions on principles and morals and all these different things, and we have every right to. The only thing I say to every heart listening, every single heart listening or maybe watching, let me say this. We can do whatever we choose to do. We are all given that freedom of choice. We live in the United States of America, most of us who hear this, and we live under laws that allow us to have the free speech of whatever we choose to say. But let me say this to you. Those same words we use are the same words that we hopefully have measured the cost and that we're willing to live behind. The action is the same thing. If most of us just stopped and paused, most things would never be spoken and very few things would still be done. So again, your choice. But I had to come on there because after I heard that, I kind of thought, well, everything's not for everyone. And every statement centering on gratitude or trying to be positive, not positive like walking around a cloud, exercising in your heart peace, exercising your focus on what matters before your day even closes out and reflecting on the behaviors of that day. So if there's a place that you can apologize for, if there's something you can do differently, you can address that. All right, my friend, you can see this is a very passionate place for me. But when I, again, not assuming that the message that was given was centered on this, but it just triggered that very thought and it became something that I just had to share. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. As always, I appreciate the heart share along this journey. Take care now.